The Fountaingate Chapel has celebrated its 25th anniversary with a five-day conference dubbed International Extra Oil Conference 2012. It deliberated on One Church, One Future and attracted Christians all over the country, as well as some political heads. Correspondent Dangma Felix Lambert's report.
The Fountaingate Chapel was established in May 1987. Just as the population of the church increases from strength to strength, the name of the church underwent some changes for spiritual reasons. NINTAM, which means tears in the Fafra language, was the acronym for the Northern Deliverance and Tears Ministry, the first name of the church. However, an aggressive move of the Holy Spirit to break the yokes of the people of the land released an amazing dimension of the anointing. The current name, Fountaingate, then became necessary. The church has a mission of declaring the full gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. In a sermon titled Growing Together, the founder of the Fountaingate Church, who is also the senior pastor, Reverend Istudanaba, urged Christians to grow physically and spiritually since both are relevant for the welfare of man. He mentioned that Christians should mature in knowledge, character, attitude, among all things that are necessary for their growth. He also took the opportunity to outline some of the social and spiritual interventions of the church, including the Joseph Group and a Greek NGO. In his keynote address, the Upper East Regional Minister, Mark Oyungu, commended the church for its spiritual and socioeconomic contribution to the Upper East region, especially in the area of education. Mr. Oyungu emphasized the need for people to invest in the educational sector in the region. This, he further explained, will help check the problem of falling standard of education in the region. Citations were presented to some members of the church for their immense contribution.
Correspondent Dangma Felix Lambert's report.